For the last 7 years, air traffic controllers at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport have been significantly underreporting close calls between aircraft approaching Dallas. That's according to a report issued by federal investigators. It found that there was a systematic cover-up by DFW air traffic managers and controllers. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin has the story.
How would you like for this to be the situation at your workplace? You make a big mistake, I mean a really big mistake. Your boss asks, "Did you just make a big mistake?" You say, "No, I didn't," and that's the end of it. That's what's been going on at DFW's Air Traffic Control Center the last 7 years. It didn't matter how close one airplane came to another. As long as the controller reported that there had been no problem, that was it. No manager would investigate further. At DFW, they call this the honor system.
It's incredible to me that I could not get anybody to pay attention to this.
If it were not for DFW air traffic controller Ann Whiteman, the dangerous situation likely never would have come to light.
I'm sickened by the fact that the FAA has put me in a position to discuss and expose all of this because I gave them so many opportunities, not just the FAA, the DOT. I reported this to absolutely everybody I could imagine.
Whiteman called the FAA hotline repeatedly. The FAA decided her reports were isolated incidents. The FAA failed to uncover DFW's honor system, the culture of underreporting, the cover-up, and the seven-year history of planes coming too close and nobody knowing. The only consequence of Whiteman's action was that she began to be seriously harassed. One controller cursed her and slapped her on the back of her head as he passed by. A manager watched it happen and said nothing. But the possibility of mid-air catastrophe drove Whiteman. Finally, the U.S. Office of Special Counsel got involved. The agency conducted a major investigation and discovered everything Whiteman said was true, including the cover-up.
What we encountered was a severe pattern of errors in detecting aircraft flying too close together.
Special Counsel Scott Block wrote the agency's report.
There was a culture that had been created to allow underreporting of mid-air near misses. There was a seven-year period where management practice allowed essentially an honor system by which FAA controllers would report an operational error, and if they decided they didn't believe it should be investigated, it would not be.
Just how bad was it? Before the federal investigation, DFW controllers reported just two near-miss incidents in a six-month period. After the investigation began, that jumped to 36 incidents of airplanes coming too close, an increase of 1,700%. The FAA says it believes this is a situation peculiar to DFW, but talk to air traffic controllers and they say that's not so. Ruth Marlin is the executive vice president of the Air Traffic Controllers Association.
Unfortunately, I don't think it's isolated. The FAA has promoted a culture of shooting the messenger. We saw recently in New York that controllers who called the hotline were subject to discipline. Unfortunately, the FAA is right now more interested in saying the system is safe than making sure it's safe.
The FAA says that once it realized there was a serious problem at DFW, they moved quickly to fix it. But whistleblower Ann Whiteman says the FAA hasn't fixed it because most of the managers and controllers who created the culture of underreporting and then engaged in a cover-up are still working in DFW's control center. Whiteman, however, has been moved to a new job. It's no longer safe for her to work in radar control. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.